And again, on In Focus, we're finding a bit more about tonight's Manhattan City Commission meeting with Manhattan Mayor Karen McCullough, Mayor Pro Tem Hugh Charetti, and City Manager Ron Fear. And, of course, got through the major portion of the general portion of the agenda. And, Ron, consent agenda, quite a few items.
Sure. Let me just offer on the public hearing on the budget tonight, that's the dollar amount is a maximum. It can always go down. It just can't go back up. So that's part of the process. Based on input we receive this evening, we'll have second reading on the budget at the next regular City Commission meeting. Consent agenda, a few items of note. One of the things that's a little bit unique there, but it speaks to some of our regional cooperation. We've got some surplus fire equipment, and this is some of the older breathing apparatus facilities and face masks. The City of Chapman has expressed an interest. We did provide that information to a lot of the area communities as we replace. Some of this is older and outdated, but some of the volunteer departments and others, it's better than what they have now. And so they're interested in it. There's also a company out of El Dorado that kind of works in refurbishing those for sale. And so they've made an offer of, I believe it's around $20,000, and the commission needs to approve any sale of excess equipment or machinery. And so we're asking the commission to approve that. And then also we have a bid awarding. This is an infrastructure project at 11th and Fremont, where we're planning to install some traffic signals there. We were fortunate that the bulk of this project is going to be paid out of our community development block grant funds because it meets the criteria for funding availability there. So we're asking the commission to accept the engineer's estimate at $417,335 for the base bid plus an alternate bid, and award a construction contract in the amount of $432,077.50. It is slightly over the estimate, but staff is comfortable that based on all of the analysis, that that's about the best we're going to get at this time of year.
Can I just say that last week we had a roundup of the program that we had from HUD for sustainable, for the Flint Hills, looking at how we can encourage all kinds of businesses and growth and regional cooperation and that kind of thing. And I really thanked the HUD people, because now that we're a metropolitan area and a little bit, these CDBG grants, we can get them, we can carry them over, so we can do large ticket items that we maybe want to pay for over 2 or 3 years and still do some of the other things. And so one of those is the Fremont, and one is the Douglas Center. And then we're also looking at the community house. And so it's really nice to have flexibility with those funds. Before, we had a certain pot of money that we had to always apply for it, and you might not get it, you might get it. And it was a smaller pot, and it was one that you couldn't, you know, in any way do big projects with. It was more small projects. Not that we didn't do a
multi-year.
Lot of good multi-year, right. Yeah. So this is really great that we can do the Douglas Center and look at the community house, and we already have an architect kind of looking at that. And it was nice to have this wrap up. This HUD grant enabled us to work with a lot of counties in the Flint Hills, stretching all the way down to Oklahoma, the giant Flint Hills picture, and provide a lot of data. And that's very much available to anybody that wants to use it. I mean, I'm talking about all kinds of things that they looked at: education status, work status, times of commutes for people, you know, from the workforce. So, you know, if you're a business, that would be a wonderful thing, and it's, of course, available to anybody through the regional planning organization. And was very nice that three people came out from Kansas City from HUD to acknowledge that we did a good job on that program.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Anything else consent?
Sure. We have a pre-development agreement with on the Scenic Crossing development. This is the development that's proposed to occur at the intersection of Scenic Drive on the south side, Kimball Avenue on the north side, and Anderson Avenue on it's the north east corner of that intersection. It's an item that was on the planning board agenda last night for rezoning, and we can speak about that and what they did last night. But this is really to look at them, their willingness to put a transportation development district in place to help fund some of that, as well as some of the right-of-way and other aspects of the development, assuming the zoning is successful. We also have requesting that the mayor and city clerk be allowed to execute the Community Development Block Grant 2015 year agreement. We're on a fiscal year that runs from July to July instead of our calendar year with our Community Development Block Grant funds. These are for the year beginning now and running through next July of 16, and these are our contracts for public services, subrecipient agreements for consumer credit counseling, the Manhattan Emergency Shelter, the Manhattan Area Housing Partnership, the Sunflower CASA Project, Stepping Stones Child Advocacy Center, and the Sunflower CASA Project, Inc. A couple other items on the consent there would be for the mayor and city clerk to execute an agreement with the Kansas Department of Transportation, and this is a federal fund exchange, which allows us to exchange project funds that they would normally administer for grants and turn it into cash that we can use off system. So normally their grants would only be allowed on KDOT roadways. This is a project that allows us to exchange those funds. Essentially what happens is KDOT gets to keep 5% of the funds, but this is going to be a little about $1.1 million for us, and it allows us to use it off system. So an example more recently that we did was the intersection of Hayes Drive and Casement Avenue. Put some turning lanes in there. It's just off of their system. It becomes our project, but it's external funding sources that really help us meet some of our infrastructure needs. Some of this is targeted probably to go to some of the Anderson Avenue project, as well as the modifications being proposed for Seth Child and Fort Riley Boulevard at the interchange there. That, however, has been delayed by KDOT, so we're not sure exactly when that will be.
The
diverging diamond, yes.
The diverging diamond. I think as mad as everybody is at me about roundabouts, it's probably best if you wait until I get off the commission before you try and talk them into diverging diamonds.
Okay. Well, maybe KDOT is delaying that for us. With their funding challenges.
Got a further $8 million snuck out of the KDOT fund last week. So
exactly. We also have some final easements we've been working on for the Blue Township Waterline Extension. This is for us providing water service to the Blue Township area, and we needed a few more easements to be able to. That project is getting ready to bid. The water tower is actually about complete, and so this will be to build the construction line to the tower along various right-of-way on US 24 and then up XL Road. And a pump station. And then probably the other item there is we have the addition at City Hall is taking shape. You see structural steel going up, and that's primarily for the Parks and Recreation Department. And this is an item to approve the furnitures, fixtures, and equipment for that. It's a contractor off of the state contract, state of Kansas contract, in the amount not to exceed of $132,637.
Need to take another break. It is now 9:36, and again, we have with us Manhattan Mayor Karen McCullough, Mayor Pro Tem Usha Reddy, and City Manager Ron Fear. 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus, News Radio 1350 KMAN.